USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With the U.S. and the world still not cleared from the coronavirus, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo had this to say to protesters who are in close proximity to one another and still going out to protest.
If you were at a protest, go get a test, please. Wear a mask and tell people that you may have been exposed to COVID. If you were at one of those protests, I would assume that you were infected.
Cuomo spoke after New York City had woken from its third night under curfew, which saw dozens of arrests and clashes between police and protesters. The continued 8 p.m. curfew is aimed at containing violence and looting in the aftermath of Floyd's death. The governor said his officers have every right to enforce the law against those who are violating curfews. He said violence at the protest is down overall, but continues to admonish those who have attacked police as well as looters, saying they will be charged appropriately. This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there's just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Attorney General William Barr defended the decision to forcibly remove protesters from Lafayette Square, downplaying the use of force and claiming that the administration's decision was provoked by increasing violence. Barr claimed the protesters outside the White House were becoming too violent, justifying his authorization for police to remove them. Barr said, "I saw projectiles when I went to Lafayette Park to check out the situation." Reporters and protesters outside the White House said, although some protesters had thrown water bottles and bricks across the barrier separating them from the police, the protests were peaceful. Bernie Madoff lost his bid for early release from prison when the judge who sentenced him to 150 years behind bars said he intended for him to die there and nothing has happened to change his mind. Judge Denny Chin, who now sits on the 2nd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, noted the continuing suffering of Madoff's thousands of victims who lost $17.5 billion when a decades-long scheme that deceived them into thinking their money was properly invested was exposed in 2008. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Police in Texas are praising a man who notified them of something he found in an auctioned-off car. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The Webb County Sheriff's Department says the Laredo man purchased a car from an auction and discovered a secret compartment in the vehicle a short time later. The man called police saying he found 17 bundles of cocaine inside that compartment. Officers found 17 more bundles in another hidden space in the vehicle. Investigators say the drugs were collectively worth over $850,000, weighing at least 75 pounds in total. There was, at last check, no information on who the previous owner of the vehicle was.
Eagles songwriter Don Henley has now urged Congress to take it to the limit to protect artists against online pirating against big tech platforms like Google's YouTube. The blockbuster hitmaker testified before a Senate Judiciary Subcommittee weighing possible changes to a 1998 copyright law. The law allows holders of copyrighted material to formally ask parties they believe to have taken their content without permission to remove it. Then, the parties have time to dispute the claim. If they comply promptly with the request, there are zero legal consequences currently. Otherwise, they may be subject to criminal penalties. Henley said the law is weak and needs to be changed to make it more effective in stopping online piracy. Henley called the copyright law a relic of a MySpace era in a TikTok world. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.